if you smoke, your semen analysis is very much likely to be worse than if you didn't. And so if you're trying to conceive, or even if you're just trying to be healthy, smoking is really a big deal. And people often underestimate how important that is. There are literally hundreds of chemicals that are harmful to sperm in smoke, in cigarette smoke, in tobacco smoke.
Warning, adult content. The Hookup, love and f***ing on Triple J.
If you're a guy in your 20s, your fertility is probably the last thing on your mind. But seeing as we're at the end of November, a month for raising awareness for men's health, we thought we'd better take a look at some of those male infertility myths. You know, the ones that have been going around. Like, does using your laptop or spending too much time in a hot tub hurt your swimmers? Well, is there anything you're doing right now that could be hurting your chances of having kids in future? I started by asking fertility specialist Dr. Alex Polyakov about the myth around wearing tight briefs rather than boxers and whether that really cooks you boys.
It's probably true. The testicles are supposed to be a little bit cooler than the core temperature of the body, and therefore that's sort of an evolutionary adaptation, and for that reason they're in the scrotum outside. And so the temperature is usually at about 35 degrees as opposed to the core temperature that's about 37. And so men who wear boxers would have, generally speaking, better sperm numbers and sperm quality as opposed to people who wear briefs. It is, however, reversible. And so within 3 months of swapping, the count and the quality should come back to normal. So it's not a long-term damage. It's a short-term thing which can be reversed quite easily and quickly.
Fantastic. And so same sort of goes for tight jeans or other tight pants or
yes,
tight leggings.
It's the same thing. The testicle's supposed to be a little bit away from the body.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever clothes you wear, if it pushes it back towards the body, the temperature rises and the quality is not as good.
It's a funny bit of evolutionary biology, isn't it?
It's absolutely fascinating, and there are various theories as to why that is.
Mm.
One of the leading theories, in fact, is that when men ejaculate into the vagina to try to conceive, that the temperature changes. So from 35 degrees in the testes, it goes up to 37 inside the woman's body, and that actually activates the sperm, and they become hyperactive.
Right.
And that is the reason why they are produced, the sperm is produced outside of the body. And the downside of having your testicles sort of hanging around is that they can be easily damaged.
Mm.
And so one of the evolutionary adaptations is that if you get hit in your testicles, it's really, really painful. And so men try to protect them as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, but so the whole thing is, like, if they're too hot, when if they're too close to your body, does that mean that they aren't being made, or is it because they're just too hyper and they, like, burn themselves out?
Basically? Oh, no, they are being made. The sperm is being produced all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the quality of it is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about sperm, we talk about the number.
Yep.
How many there are, how well they're moving, and whether they're moving in the right direction, and what they look like. So when we as fertility specialists refer someone for semen analysis, these are the things that are important. And having briefs or having tight clothes may affect all of those parameters. So there might be less, they might not move as well, they might not move straight, but rather in circles, and more of them may look abnormal. And so that would create a problem when you try to conceive a child, because you need to have all those parameters within the normal range to achieve pregnancy quickly.
Absolutely. Wow, I'm learning so much. Here's another one that you hear a bit. Does the quality of your sperm, and I suppose that means the number, the direction, the speed, the efficiency, does that drop when you eat too much junk food?
Yes. mainly because, well, there are a number of reasons, but what happens when you eat junk food is that you gain weight. And so if you're overweight, the quality and the number of sperm is not as good. You also don't get as many antioxidants as you would if you were eating healthy. And antioxidants are really, really important. And this is why certain types of diets and certain types of food have been shown in various studies to actually improve the quality of food. But if you eat junk food all the time, those antioxidants are simply not present there. And apart from general health risks, you also damage your sperm when you do it.
We've been talking about junk food and diet. What about exercise? Does that have a great impact on your sperm health?
Yes. Exercise is also very important. So healthy lifestyle essentially means more likely to produce healthy sperm in general. And so when you exercise, you increase your metabolism, you are less likely to be overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. You're also, people who exercise are more likely to eat healthy. And so exercise in itself is important, but it's also important in the sense that it makes you less likely to have other risk factors such as obesity and poor diet.
And if you were to exercise more and get healthier, can you reverse those effects again?
Yes. And so from production of sperm to ejaculation, it takes between 8 to 12 weeks. And so all the studies that look at various foods and various supplements, they usually run for that duration. So what happens is they do a semen analysis at the beginning, and then they introduce some sort of intervention, such as some sort of extra food in the diet. And then they do another semen analysis at 12 weeks. And so if you're planning to conceive in the near future, you should make all these changes, and your sperm should be healthier within the next 2 to 3 months.
Great. We're talking about sort of health factors and things you put in your body and how you sort of live your lifestyle. Another lifestyle question, is it a myth that smoking affects your sperm health?
Oh, there is no question that smoking has detrimental effect. There are so many chemicals in the smoke that are detrimental. And essentially, they're poisonous. And so if you smoke, your semen analysis is very much likely to be worse than if you didn't. And so if you're trying to conceive, or even if you're just trying to be healthy, smoking is really a big deal. And people often underestimate how important that is. There are literally hundreds of chemicals that are harmful to sperm in smoke, in cigarette smoke, in tobacco smoke. And so this is one of the big things that we tell all our patients. If they smoke and the semen analysis is abnormal, they really should look into quitting, if at all possible. So there is no question that smoke adversely affects sperm quality and the number.
Does masturbating affect your sperm numbers?
Only in the very short term. I mean, there were studies done where the researchers asked men to masturbate every day for 7 days to 14 days. Mm-hmm. It does affect the number of sperm at the end of that period, but it's rapidly reversible. And so, generally speaking, it doesn't make a huge difference in the long term. If you're trying to conceive, I would suggest having sex perhaps every second day, but if the wish is there to do it every day, that's perfectly fine. I don't think it makes a lot of difference, really.
They come back quick.
They do.
Here's one. How about smoking weed? We talked a little bit before about, cigarettes and nicotine. What about marijuana?
Yeah. It's a little bit unknown. I would have to say that it's not a topic that's been researched extensively. I suspect that if you mix it with tobacco, it has detrimental effect just because it's mixed. If you do it in a pure form and in moderation, I don't think it will make a massive difference. These things are not something that would make a difference in the long term. They are rapidly reversible, and you know, as a general comment, I would have to say that pretty much anything that you do, as long as you don't go overboard, is completely fine and is reversible within 8 to 12 weeks.
Right. So somebody here is wondering about regular cycling and whether that affects the quality of sperm. Yeah. Same thing?
Yeah. Well, that has to do perhaps if you wear Lycra, you sort of increase the temperature. Mm-hmm. There were also a few years ago, I can remember 10, 15 years ago, there was some concern about sexual performance and problems with erection. It doesn't seem to be the case. Cycling doesn't seem to have a major effect. Once again, it is reversible. And even if there is some abnormality on semen analysis that is present, if you cut down or stop cycling for 8 to 12 weeks, things should improve.
Great. Someone here is asking about tight swimwear. I'm doubting that you're wearing tight swimwear for long enough for it to really be a problem.
Well, but also another point is that water is usually quite cold. Mm. And so that in fact keeps the testicles cool. And in actual fact, there is a special muscle. It's called cremacteric muscle, and if it's really cold, it actually pulls the testicles towards the body to make them warmer. And so if you swim, unless it's in a 40-degree pool, it doesn't make any difference at all, really. I mean, especially if you do it for, you know, an hour or 2 hours or whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Mm, well, on the point of warm water, though, there is the myth that jacuzzis or hot tubs or spas, spending too much time in like hot water can be a problem. Is that the case?
Once again, it's fully reversible. Mm-hmm. And in moderation, I don't think it would make any difference at all. I mean, if you're in a hot tub for half an hour or an hour, once a week, twice a week, I don't see how that would make a huge difference. If you do it all the time and spend hours in sauna, maybe, but it's a bit difficult to tell because people haven't actually looked.
Here's one for you that we noticed or that I read about a little earlier. Can environmental pollution affect your sperm health?
This is a very interesting and current question. There were a couple of studies released in the past year or two which show quite significant deterioration of sperm parameters all over the world and especially in the Western world. Mm. And nobody really knows why it is the way it is. We have certainly over the past decade, we have certainly seen more men coming to see us for fertility issues. And the only explanation really is lifestyle and possibly environmental pollution. And there are so many chemicals floating around in the water, in the air, and it's completely unavoidable. So you can't really not be exposed to them. But on the population level, on average, sperm parameters are getting worse. And we have to say that it's most likely, it's not definite, but it's most likely due to increased environmental toxins and various chemicals that get into our food chain, into our water, into our air, and that affects sperm, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's concerning. It's sort of like a Handmaid's Tale situation. Mm. Coming up at some point, we won't be able to have babies anymore. Scary.
Well, it's not as drastic as that, but there is certainly a trend which is alarming.
Mm. Does the radiation, quote unquote, from a laptop sitting on your lap affect your sperm?
It's not so much the radiation that laptop generates, it's the heat. And mm-hmm. So if you use your laptop a lot, the battery is usually at the bottom where the keyboard is, and it often gets quite hot, even if it's not being charged at the time. It's not radiation in itself, it's the fact that you're heating up your testicles, and that makes sperm production a little bit worse than it would have been. There are special pads that you can actually buy that prevent heat from going down onto your testicles if you want to use your laptop on your lap. But yes, it's not radiation. There is no such thing as radiation from a laptop. It's the heat that does that.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, if you're, like, would keeping a phone in your pocket have any effect either?
Yeah, it's tricky to say. I mean, they don't usually get hot unless you use them, and when you use them, they're not in your pocket. And so there is no research to suggest that radiation that is emitted from laptops or mobile phones has any effect on sperm. It's mostly the effect of heat that those devices generate that makes sperm worse.
Cool. Wes has got a question, and Wes asks, can chlamydia make you infertile, and how long can you have it before it lowers your sperm count?
Yeah.
How it makes you infertile? Is it a sperm count thing?
It's not the sperm count thing usually. If you have chlamydia, you could have inflammation in the tubing, in the ducts that connect the testicle to the penis. And so if those ducts get scarred, sperm just can't get out. In men, chlamydia is usually asymptomatic, and that is the problem. And so you could have chlamydia, you might not even know that you have it. It's not very common. In actual fact, it's very uncommon for men to be affected in a negative way by chlamydia. Unfortunately, it's mostly women who are symptomatic and develop various problems with their fertility due to chlamydia. Men are not often affected. But yes, there is a possibility that if you have one of the sexually transmitted infections, you could develop inflammation of the testes, which could potentially cause scarring. It doesn't usually affect the production of sperm, but it can affect the passage of sperm to get out.
Mm. One final quick question. Ryan asks, can sperm counts be affected by stress and anxiety, or does mental health have any effect on your sperm count or quality?
It is difficult to quantify stress. It's difficult to say what stress is and what is a severe stress and what is mild stress. The conventional wisdom is that stress does affect the quality of sperm and the number of sperm. I think more importantly, if you're under stress, the sexual performance suffers and you don't really want to have sex. And that probably is more of a problem in this situation if the stress is quite high. But there are some studies, they're not consistent. Some studies suggest that high levels of stress could in fact affect sperm numbers and quality.
Yeah, right. Well, Dr. Alex Polyakov, thank you so much for busting a few myths on the case of male infertility. Thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If there's something you want covered on the show, send it in via The Hookup at abc.net.au or via Facebook. Just search for The Hookup on Triple J. Plus, if you're loving what you're hearing, give us a rating wherever you find your favourite podcasts. It'll help other people find the show.